Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes, continue our discussion of how much food is required to create an Eruv. So we said in Mishnah Ches that you need two sudas, the equivalent of 18 grogros, and that is sufficient for all the hundreds and thousands of people in your community. On Rabbi Yossi says, Bameh Dvar Mamurim, about which these cases are said, B'tchilas Eruv, when you initially put down the Eruv, Alvo B'shiyara Eruv, according to Rabbi Yossi, let's say you have an Eruv, you put it down the first Shabbos, usually today I think they make the Eruv before Pesach. So right before Pesach they made an Eruv for the community, and then after Pesach, someone took a little bite, next week somebody took a little bite, and people have to be able to eat it. If you're not able to eat from the Eruv, if you're not allowed, then you're not participating, the Eruv is not effective. So people ate from the Eruv, and now there's not much left. Avol b'shiyarav Eruv kol shehu. According to Reb Yossi, even if you have only a small amount left, since initially the Eruv was set up and it had enough food for everyone, so that's sufficient. Not only that, we go weiter, v'lo omru la'arev b'chatzeros ela kadei shalod l'shakeach hasatinok. We've said many times that the main thoroughfare, the Rishus HaRabim, has a mavoi that opens into it, and then the mavoi has multiple chatzeros. Well, shitufe muvos, bringing those chatzeros together in the mavoi with that shared food, that actually, if you think about it, it subsumes within it all of the individual chatzeros and all of the individual homeowners within those. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, is that the truth is, you didn't even need to make an Eruv in the chatzeros since it's going to be covered by the shituf in the mavos. But you do that so that, lo shakeach hasatinokos, that people should remember that there is a concept called Eruv Chatzeros, even though you didn't need it because they're covered by the shituf and mavos. Now, if you don't have a mavo that's meshutaf, then of course you need the Eruv in the chatzeros. And not only that, this is part of the Mefarshim explained, this is part of the reason why Rav Yossi is going to be Mekel when the Eruv is eaten up over time, is because you're already covered by the Shituf HaMavos. What food is it that you're going to use? Mishnah Yud, Bakol Ma'arvin, any food you can use, Umishtatfin, for an Eruv and for a Shituf HaMavos, Chutz Min HaMayim and HaMelech, to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer's opinion is, as long as it's not water and salt, which are not food items, you can use any food, both for an Eruv Chatzeros and for Shituf HaMavos. But Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, Kikar Hu Eruv, you have to use bread for the Eruv Chatzeros. Even though the Shituf HaMavos, you could use anything, meat, vegetables, but not when it comes to Eruv that needs pas. That's why today we use matzah. Afilu mafesa v'hipusa. And not only that, it has to be a full loaf. Even if you have a huge mafesa, a huge sa worth of a cake, v'hipusa, but it's a broken piece, ein ma'arvin ba. But kikar be'isar, if the kikar is the side of a small coin, size of a small coin, v'hushalim, and it's full, ma'arvin bo. The Gemara explains in Eruv, and the reason why is because we don't want people fighting with each other. Everybody's got to give a full loaf. Otherwise, it might be some tension. You're going around collecting food. Remember, in the old days, people actually physically contributed their personal food into the Eruv. So one guy gives a whole challah roll, and the next guy gives a half-eaten challah roll. People are going to be upset. Why'd you only give a half-eaten? Blah, blah, blah. You know, Eruv means be together. Let's be b'shalom. Let's create ava and reyes. Everybody just give a whole challah roll, a whole matzah, and that makes sure everybody's going to be happy.